In 2 weeks, next week, Amber will be preaching about our, we'll call it the children's program, but really we're not about children, we're about young families. And so she'll be leading us in that next week. Then the next week, I need you to do something for me. I came up with a brainstorm, and usually my brainstorms are lacking. But what we're going to do on Thanksgiving Sunday is I would like as many as will to come up and give a 1 to 2 minute prepared testimony, giving thanks about what God has done in your life this year. Okay? If you don't like doing it live, then make a video and send it to JC and we can play it during that service. Okay? So don't make me look bad, man. All right. If nobody does it, okay. If nobody does it, I'm going to preach an hour. So, all right. So, we're ending Genesis 1 today. It's been a great adventure working through Genesis 1. What most people don't understand, if you don't understand Genesis 1 and 2, you can't understand what salvation is and what it's all about. Because salvation takes you back to the beginnings and where Genesis 1 and 2 are. Very important stuff in Genesis 1 about creation and about how he created all the heavens and all the earth and all the trillions of stars and gave them all names and did all of that with a word. And how that counts so wonderfully is, I don't know about you, but he's in my life every day. And if something's needed, he just makes it, creates it. And a lot of people don't believe that, but that's okay. But the bottom line is, you have to understand, this is very, very important stuff. And everything God did in the first 5 days of his creation, they fight over whether it was 24 hours, I don't care. Okay, in 5 days, he created everything that is. On the sixth day, he created you. The first 5 days, what he said at the end of the day was, that's good. That's good. At the end of the day, he created you. He said an emphatic, that's very good. I say it again because y'all missed it. Okay? At the end of the sixth day, he said with a very emphatic hallelujah, what I created today was very good. Amen. In other words, God's saying, you're not only good, you are very good. You are awesome. You are created in my image. Do you understand that? Do you get that? I see too many Christians, supposedly, walking around still all, well, you know, I'm barely making it. Folks, you were created very good. And you need to get up every day like I do. And look in the mirror. Very good. I just go, why mess with perfection? And we laugh, but I'm serious. I'm serious. I thought about, I don't know whether to preach this part. I think it's important. Because I don't know about you, but every day between Satan and people and Satan and people and Satan and situations and Satan and stuff and Satan and everything, I get the heaven beaten out of me. Anybody else? You know, you'd like to get the hell beat out of you, but I get the heaven beat out of me, you know? But the bottom line is, you need to get this. You need to understand this. As a child of God, you need to be excited about life. You can be excited not only about what God has done, but what he's going to do today and what he's going to do tomorrow. Because you are very good. Amen. Very, very good. Now, I've talked this stuff before, and people say, that's just a bunch of Tony Robbins, positive thinking, hype. No, it's not. Are you listening to me? That's what the book says. Why do we fight that? Are we afraid of being very good? I think sometimes that's true. But the bottom line is, God's word said, you are very good. And when he recreates you after the sinful period, you are very good. He recreates you very, 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 emphatically, very good. It's okay. I grew up with this weirdness that you really had to feel really poorly about yourself to be a Christian. You know, sacrifice wasn't something that was positive and victorious. Sacrifice was something that just drug you down and put you down and, oh, I'm nothing. And, oh, no, I'm not nothing. I'm very good. I'm very good. You're very good. Look at the person next to you and say, now don't say it like this, I'm very good. Say it like this, I'm very good. This is so important. Oh, but pastor, you don't know me. You don't know my life. You don't know what I do in reality. Anybody else feel that way sometimes? You don't understand the stuff I think. You don't understand the stuff I say. You don't know the times I'm grumpy. You know, you don't know the times that I'm kind of negative. Pastor, you don't understand that. I could never be very good. No, when he calls you very good, he calls you very good. When he says, you absolutely are the apple of my eye. Huh? That's very good. You know? He says, listen, you are my great work. You are my masterpiece. You, folks, it's time for you to raise up. And instead of just drifting through life, you need to understand, you are very good. But pastor, I do stuff. I sin. I say things I shouldn't. I'm cross with my wife or husband. I say things to workers and oh my goodness. Here's the cool thing. Are you listening? That's what the cross and the resurrection is all about. Everybody says dumb things. Everybody sins and falls short of the glory of God. You understand what I'm saying? So Satan tries to isolate us. Make us, well, I couldn't be like those people. Even those people ain't like those people. Okay? Quit allowing him to tell you, well, you're just not up to snuff. No. You look at him and say, 2,000 years ago, my Savior bled and died for me. He did everything that is necessary for me to be saved. He did everything necessary for me to be forgiven. He did everything necessary in an instant for that sin to be covered and washed away. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Folks, you are awesome. The first thing I want you to hear is you're new. As a Christian, you're new. You're brand spanking, pressed in a package, new. I like a shirt. Anybody else? New shirt? Take it out. I've been looking good, you know? And it feels good. It's you know, it's, yeah, unless my wife buys the wrong size. But no, it's very important for us to understand. It's something, you know, you are saved. You are brand new, spotless, because of the Lamb of God. Don't tell anybody I said this, all right? Or they'll fire me. And he'll do that for you every day if you need him to. Amen. He's not like us. He's perfect patience. If it was me, I'd stand up and say, I love you, but get your act together. But he just saves us and cleanses us and forgives us and saves us and cleanses us and covers us with his blood and saves us and saves us and saves us. He probably sometimes shakes his head, but he still saves us. Okay? It's us. Anybody that often feels like, I can't ask again? You ever have that? Man, I've already asked 500 times for this same thing. But he is perfect patience. And he will save you as many times as you need to be saved. He will cleanse you as many times as you need to be cleansed. Don't worry about all this theological talk. Well, you don't need to be saved once you're saved. No. Theologians are crazy. All right? Just know that where you're at, if you need to be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ and know you've been forgiven and know you've been set free, just go for it. All right, these theological games drive me crazy. Ain't no drive, but it drives me crazy. Second, when Jesus comes into your life, he comes into your life through his Holy Spirit. Amen. When his Holy Spirit enters your life, you become an adopted child of God. Amen. Very good. Huh? You with me? You have become an eternal prince or princess of God Almighty, the Creator King. You say, well, yeah, okay. No, not, yeah, okay. Yeah, baby. I'm an adopted prince of God Almighty. I'm an adopted prince of the one who created everything that is. I'm an adopted prince. When somebody doesn't think I'm much, that's okay. He knows who I am. When Satan tells you you're nothing, you look at him, kick him in the teeth, and say, no, 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 no. I'm an adopted prince or princess of the Creator King Almighty. Amen? Amen? This is so important. Every day, we need to say this stuff to ourselves every day, because too often it's too easy to begin to just kind of drift along and just kind of whatever. No, we need to know we are very good. Very good. Does anybody here have a tendency to look down on themselves? You're the ones that need to say it to yourself every day. I'm an adopted prince or princess of God Almighty. I don't give a rip what anybody else thinks. And I don't. Amen? This is just some awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. Don't tell me you're not very good. Your name. Your name is written in the eternal book of life. Amen? You know, no matter how big of a doofus I might be, and there are times I am a doofus. Okay? My name is written in the book. No matter what anybody else thinks of me, no matter what anybody else says about me, no matter how often Satan comes to me and saying I'm unworthy and I shouldn't be and it's not fair that I am and all that kind of stuff, I just look at him and say, dude, my name is written in the book. My name is written in the book. Amen? Let me ask you, do you know today that your name is written in the book? No, don't mess around. You know, I hear people all the time, well, I thought I had a lot of years to go. You know, you don't know. There's only one who knows. You know? And last but not least, this world is nuts. This world is a stinking drain. Isn't it? You know, when I see the stuff going on all over the place, now I'm a redneck, so first thing I want to do is put a whooping on somebody, but that's probably not Jesus' will. That's what my wife always tells me, at least. And I say, yeah, well, what about in the temple? Yeah, she, it doesn't fit, but that's what I like to say. But no matter how big of a drain this world is, no matter how you've been traumatized in this crazy world, no matter how many struggles you have in this crazy world, after this world, you're going to heaven. Keep your eyes on the prize. And last but not least, while you're keeping your eyes on the prize, why don't you take as many friends and family and enemies and workmates that you possibly can with you? Because the alternative is bleak. You mean this is for me? This is for you. You're awesome. You're a saved child of God. You are a prince of the almighty, eternal King God. You absolutely are. You absolutely are set free. You absolutely are the apple of his eye. If he be for you, can't nobody be against you. Nobody. Nobody. Nothing in this crazy world. You are in his focus all the time. You are the center of his attention through the person of his Holy Spirit. Everything you need is right there. Just ask for it. Okay? Don't allow yourself to listen to the fool. The fool's telling you you ain't. The fool's telling you you can't. The fool's telling you it's impossible. The fool's telling you this, that, and the other thing. But you are very good. Every day, when you're feeling a certain way, you look in the mirror and you say, very good. Amen? Even if you don't feel like saying it, you say, very good. Even when you've done something dumb, I'm forgiven. It's under the blood. I'm very good. Amen? Everybody very good? Amen. Come on up, guys. Let's all stand. And the team's going to sing the blessing. Father, bless us. I know this is a type of sermon that can be quick and feels good for a minute. Lord, my prayer is we would say it and say it and say it till it's ground into our soul. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Hey, thank you for watching, listening, and subscribing. Our hope is that this content will point to the person who can heal and transform your life. That person is Jesus. If you would like to learn more about him and how to become healthy in every area of your life, we would like to give you access to Right Now Media. This is the world's largest video streaming library of biblical resources and entertainment. It's completely free. We already paid the subscription for you. Scan the QR code if you're watching or find the link in the description below. Again, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.